The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, dearie, to dinner. You have to eat if you want to grow up and have roses in your cheeks. You have to eat your carrots.
Mommy, may I be excused?
Well, darling, you haven't eaten a thing.
And I feel like it, Daddy.
Uncle Bernie, Betsy looks well.
Come here, dear.
Come to Mommy.
I don't think she has a fever.
You know something wrong, honey?
No. I think I'll just go lie down.
Well, all right. Do you want to lie down in Anna's house?
Yes.
All right, you do that. That's the girl. I'll save you some food if you get hungry later on, dear.
What the heck's the matter with her? She must be sick if she's going to lie down without being cold.
She has no temperature at all, I can tell.
Betsy! Oh, Betsy! Are you sure you don't want anything to eat?
I think I'll just go in and ask.
Oh, all right, Aunt Effie.
Just ask the salt, please, dear. There's a lot of measles laying around. Chicken pox. She's had chicken pox.
Mumps.
Haven't you had them?
No.
What have you had?
Yeah, I don't even remember. I have to ask Mother. I had measles, I know, whooping cough.
I had measles. Scarlet fever. I had that when I was 10.
Well, I don't know. But Betsy said she'd like some crust.
And what?
That's what she said. She wants just a crust of bread. Lots of crust, she said.
But she's never liked the crust. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What was it, Aunt Effie? They always said, eat your crust so you'd have curly hair.
Oh, yes. You still say that. I said it to Betsy.
Yeah. Listen, you two finish your dinner. I want to talk to my daughter.
A little dinner music, baby?
Oh,
you like that. And you like these beechnut cherries, too, don't you? Sure, I can tell. Yes, they do taste so good. Do you know where beechnut cherries come from? That's right, from Beechnut Babyland. It's true. Beechnut Babyland's a very special place, where every Beechnut baby food gets lots of loving care. Yes, you just know it. Like these Beechnut pears, you just know that everyone they pick was a real beauty. That's why they have such a natural, sweet, fresh flavor. Such good food nourishment for baby to grow on.
Get the best for your baby. Get Beechnut baby food.
Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Betsy, now for goodness sakes, can't you tell your mama?
No.
Why, of course you can. You'd be surprised how much mothers can do sometimes. How much they know. Yes, here you take Mommy's. Now, for example, even though you won't tell me, I'll bet I can tell you what it's all about. It has something to do with curly hair.
Why, Mommy, how did you know?
That's the way mothers are. They can often tell what's going on in their little girls' upset. Can I tell Mommy more about it, huh?
Well, it's just that awful Elizabeth Edwards. I just hate her.
Oh, why?
She said she hates me, too.
Oh, well, why do you both hate each other so much?
I don't know why she hates me.
No.
But I hate her because she said that...
What did
she... She said that Debbie was prettier than I was because Debbie had curly hair.
Oh! That is the silliest thing. My goodness, you're a very pretty little girl.
Yes, but Debbie is prettier.
But she is not.
Yes, she is. She has curly hair.
Well, since when? I don't remember Debbie's hair being so curly.
She has a permanent.
Oh.
Can I have a permanent, Mommy, please?
Well, now, Betsy, we mentioned that to your father once and said no. Now, he likes the pigtails,
well,
darling.
Well, I don't.
And, well, I
know. Oh, please, Mommy, darling. Please.
Oh, please,
let me be pretty
for you,
Mommy.
Oh, here, darling.
Now,
for good
reason.
What's going on here?
What is it?
Well, I'll speak to your father. You go upstairs with Aunt Effie. Would you take her up, Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes.
Come with me,
dear.
Come on.
Well, now, what is this? What's the trouble?
I don't want you to get mad and hit the ceiling, but I'm going to say something.
Look, I wish you wouldn't say things like that. You act as though I'm some sort of monster.
No, but you express yourself rather heatedly sometimes, Jen. I don't want to upset Betsy anymore.
All right, come on, come on.
I want you to let Betsy have a permanent wave.
Absolutely not.
Not a kid.
No, now I won't even discuss it. She isn't even 7 years old. You want to ruin her hair?
Ruin her hair? Don't be so old-fashioned. Millions, literally millions of children are getting permanent.
I hardly think millions of children.
They're all right, thousands, then.
Betsy is not going to be one of them.
Here she is very upset. It seems that Elizabeth Edwards told Betsy she wasn't as pretty as Betty because Betty has curly hair.
Oh, nonsense.
Yeah, yes, of course, but Betsy doesn't think it's nonsense. Her little heart is broken. Her feelings are so hurt.
All right. So a little unhappiness is not going to hurt. It'll do her good. That's all the troubles with children nowadays. That's why they turn out the way they do. We try to protect them from everything that might be the least bit unpleasant.
Well, it's not going to all that right now.
Now, look, to begin with, I like her pigtails. I like braids. I think she looks more like a little girl. Time enough for her to be having curls and puffing with all
that. I guess you'd rather that you were happy than that she's happy.
Now, look, I did not say
that. Well, it's what it amounts to, and I think it is mean of you.
Well, what was that all about?
I put Betsy in the tub, and she's giving her doll to bath, too. But I had to come down and find out what the trouble was. Well, I think he is mean. Poor Betsy wants curly hair.
Oh, she's wanted that for a long time.
Of course. Well, today some little girl said she wasn't as pretty as Betty because Betty had curly hair. Well, Betty's just such a permanent, too. And really, they do wonderful things these days. You can either get a home permanent here, or you can have it done.
Of course.
And it's
tomorrow, Saturday, maybe we should take it out to Beauty Park tomorrow.
Well, he won't let Betsy have a permanent.
Why?
Betsy likes the pigtails.
Well, I think it is more important what Betsy wants in a case like this. I know children can get terrible inferiority complexes that last all their lives just over something like this.
There. Did you hear that? Hear what Betsy said? Put the paper down, David. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, I most certainly
think... Now, please, Aunt Effie, please do not interfere.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, he didn't mean that, Aunt Effie.
I did mean it. Now, I'm sorry, Aunt Effie. I didn't mean to be rude, but since I'm Betsy's father, I should be able to make a decision about her without all my relatives piping up with their opinions.
Well, I am hardly all your relatives.
Well, if the rest of them were here, you can bet your bottom dollar they'd have something to say about it, too.
I'll go scrub the dishes, dear. Leave that to be useful in the kitchen.
Oh, I'll be right out, Aunt Effie. What a thing to say to us.
I don't think it was so awful. Anyhow, it had to be said. Now, look, if there's one thing a child needs and wants, it's to know where she stands. I tell Betsy to wear a sweater, and Aunt Effie says, oh, she doesn't need a sweater. I mean, that confuses a child.
Well, I know, but you hurt Aunt Effie's feelings.
It had to be said. Now, it may sound mean, but I would rather hurt Aunt Effie's feelings, which gets hurt at the drop of a hat anyhow, than to confuse my child so she doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
Well, I should like to remind you that Betsy is my child, too.
She is, that is right, but I am her father. While I do not wish to become a tyrant, I think the father should be the final authority. The trouble with the families of today. Children have no respect for their parents.
Well, look, let's not go into all that again. We were discussing whether or not Betsy should get her hair curled.
And you know why they have no respect? You know why? Because the father of today is treated as sort of a henpecked nincompoop who doesn't know enough to come in out of the rain if his wife didn't remind him.
Well, I certainly do not think you are henpecked.
Yes, only because I put up a valiant struggle.
Oh, really? What is the matter with you?
Don't you want Betsy to respect me?
Well, of course.
But she's not going to unless you do.
Well, I do. What a terrible thing to say.
Well?
I just thought we ought to discuss the problem of her hair, dear, and decide between us.
Darling, you don't mean you want to discuss the problem at all. What you mean is you want to wear me down until I say yes out of sheer exhaustion. Honey, it's true. You needn't look at me like that. Believe me, things were much simpler in the old days when Father made the decision. No arguments, no discussions. The wife presented the problem, Father thought it over, made his decision.
Well, times have changed.
No, I'm kidding.
And I think the mother has just as much to do with it. Now, I'm going to help Aunt Effie with the dishes so she doesn't do them all, and afterwards we will discuss the problem and then arrive mutually at a decision.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
CBS Radio. One moment, please. CBS Radio. What's that, madam? Oh, I'm sure. I don't know why Johnny Dollar prefers blonde. I'm a brunette myself. Yes, he's on the air this Sunday.
I'll get it, Marge. CBS Radio? Yes, sir. Indictment is based on the work of the New York District Attorney's Office. Oh, yes, they try to make it as authentic as they can. Yes, sir, Sunday. You're welcome. You know, Marge, people really enjoy radio drama. I heard somewhere once that it's because it gives their imagination the chance to work.
Much bigger. CBS Radio. Our Sunday schedule? Oh, yes, madam. Suspense, Yours Truly Johnny Dollar, FBI and Peace and War, Indictment and Gunsmoke. Yes, you can hear them all on Sunday over most CBS radio stations. You're welcome. CBS Radio.
Now, come on, on, Betsy. Get into bed, dear.
Just a minute. I have to put my children to bed.
Oh, well. Hurry up, then. Did you go down to kiss Daddy goodnight?
Yes, and he said I couldn't have my hair curled because he likes my pigtail.
Well, your Daddy and I are going to discuss it, dear.
You tell him I can, will you, Mommy?
Oh, well, I can't tell Daddy what to do, dear.
Yes, you can. You tell him everything else to do.
What do you mean, Betsy?
Well, you tell him to take out the garbage and to put his clothes in the laundry hamper and to wipe the dishes and not put ashes on the floor.
Oh, well, I...
He's not always very good about doing what you want him to do, Mommy.
Well...
Daddy's naughty sometimes.
You get into bed. Hurry up now.
Isn't he, Mommy?
You get into bed.
I guess Daddy's too big to stand, though, isn't he?
Here, you cover up. Now, Mommy wants to talk to you. To begin with, you must not think of your father that way. The reason he doesn't do some of the things that Mommy asks him to do is that he is very busy working on important papers in the office. Your father is a very, very smart man.
Is he?
Yes, he is. And you must remember that when your father says that he wants you to keep your pigtails, that he says that because you're just the little girl he always wanted. Do you know that? I want a pretty little girl with braided pigtails, Daddy used to say.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got
some pigtails.
Wasn't Daddy lucky to get just what he wanted?
And yes, wasn't he? And aren't you lucky to have such a nice daddy? Do you get just what you wanted, too?
Yes. Hmm? I wouldn't want any other daddy but my daddy.
Of course not. I wouldn't either. So we better be nice to him, hadn't we?
Yes.
Good night, dear. Now you go right to sleep.
I will, Mommy. Good night.
And good night, dear. We'll all be down in the living room, darling. We're not going anywhere.
You want the paper, Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh, look, just give me the sports section, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Is it Betsy to bed?
Yes, why don't you put the feet up on the footstool and be comfortable? Oh, here, let me take all the magazines.
No, I'm okay.
Here you are, put the feet up.
Oh, well.
Better, isn't
it? Well, thank you, darling.
Can I get the pipe for you?
Oh, well, thanks. The tobacco's right on the desk.
Yeah, I see it, darling.
Look, I'm sorry I was sort of unpleasant earlier to both of you.
Oh, that's all right. Goodness, I suppose I shouldn't have interfered, but I do think...
Aunt Effie, if it's all settled, I told that your father had made a decision and that he was right.
Well, I must say, I don't agree at all. I especially get an inferiority complex over...
We all have inferiority complexes, I guess. So if he doesn't get it over this, it'll be something else. He's got to learn to face facts of life, Aunt Effie. And on thinking it over, I must say, dear, you were absolutely right.
Oh, well, very nice of you.
Well, it's not as nice as I'm going to be in the future. I think I've made a few mistakes, too.
Huh?
From now on, dear, you, as the father, will be the final authority.
Well, I can't help but ask, what came over you?
I saw the light.
What light? Oh, my goodness, I did leave the light on in the kitchen. I'll go turn that right off. No such thing.
That is not the light I meant.
I know, darling. And thank you.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers and Margaret Hamilton, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.